Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Thank you guys for joining us here. It is Monday, November 4th, 5:30. Windy one out there, pretty chilly too. It feels like fall has finally arrived, and of course we fell back yesterday, so hopefully you have a little bit more energy this morning since you got that extra hour of sleep.
It was this darkness for me is what gets me, getting dark early. Last night, 5 o'clock, started to shut things down, but it's only 5 o'clock. That's how things mess with me on that time change. Did it affect, were you affected by any sleep this weekend, or are you good right now?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good this morning. I'm ready to go.
How was your weekend? How was Friday night? You did the big cactus garden lighting. How was that
it
on
was
Friday?
It was good. We were out at Ethel M, and we turned on the lights at the Ethel M Holiday Cactus Garden. It was a huge turnout. Really excited to see so many people out there. And it's open all season long. So if you're looking for something to do for the holidays, it was good. Santa and I flipped the switch and got things going. So, yeah, we had a really good time.
That's awesome. Then I saw you went to the Golden Knights game as well. You had a fun weekend, it looks like.
I did. Yes, really cool. Yes. How was your weekend?
Mine was the exact opposite. Mine was a very quiet weekend. Laura was out of town, and so just getting caught up on stuff, and it was just very low key. She got back, she left on Tuesday, she got back late Sunday, and so we had some dinner and stuff, and I felt really bad because we had a group text message going last night, and I was responding to some messages, and then it's like right around 8 o'clock, Laura's like, I'm gonna go to bed. I'm like, all right, I'll come up with you and just hang out for a little bit. Left the TV on downstairs, everything on downstairs. I went upstairs and just passed out in bed with her. Then woke up about 9:30. I'm like, oh my gosh, everything's on downstairs. And I came downstairs and realized I'd missed like 12 messages from you guys. So I felt really bad last night.
Well, you know, it happens. Sometimes I have my phone on Do Not Disturb. I don't see the messages for 3 hours later. So it's like, you know, it happens to everyone.
You look at it like, oh my gosh, there's 12 messages.
I was wondering why, like, you were texting and then all of a sudden there was like zero feedback from you. I'm like, okay, did you leave the chat? And I'm looking and I'm like, no, he's still in the chat. And I'm like, I figured as much. I'm like, he's probably showering or taking or he went to bed early or something.
That's funny because the first thing when I went downstairs and looked at the phone, I saw, did JC leave the chat? I'm like, you know, kind of like still sleeping. I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, I did leave the chat. Physically, I left the chat, but I'm here. I am back.
So. Yeah, well, it's going to be a busy week. Obviously, tomorrow is election day. Just, it's everywhere. Everyone is talking about it. If you didn't get in on early voting on Friday, that was the last day. So make sure you get your vote in tomorrow. We finally finally early voted on Friday. And right when we got there, there was like two people in line ahead of us. And then I don't know what happened. We got there at the right time. It just a swarm of people came up behind us, like so many people. And I was like, oh my gosh, our timing couldn't have been better, because all of a sudden there's this huge line. And I just always love the people that work at the polling places. They're all so nice. A lot of them are seniors and just so kind and so happy you're there. And I love when you hear the first time voter, woo, everybody cheers. It's so cute.
They are sweet. So, and very kind too. And if you have any help or questions, they're there to assist you. We went, I think last week or 2 weeks, whatever first started for early voting, same thing. Everyone was just so helpful. And then when I was sitting down getting checked in, the person next to me was a first time voter, and the lady made the announcement, first time voter. And the guy was all proud, waved his hand to everyone.
Cool.
He's like, right on, dude.
So it's going to be crazy with all of that happening this week, tomorrow, and who knows if we'll have an answer on who wins on Tuesday, but definitely can expect a lot of news coming in that way. We'll keep you posted on all of it. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear The Macarena by Los Del Rio? Do you want to hear Till I Hear It From You by The Gin Blossoms?
I don't want to take advice from fools. I just think that everything is cool until I hear it from you.
Do you want to hear Fergalicious by Fergie?
But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. You can vote on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, Mercedes in the Morning, and you can vote there. You can also tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM, or just text or call us right now, 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, does anyone else buy things that are guest specific for when you have visitors to your home? I had to buy something for when my mom was here, and now I'm just stuck with a ton of it. We'll talk about it coming up next. But the votes are in, and Fergalicious by Fergie is the pre-show. You pick them.
You choose the music. You pick it. We play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. You pick them.
Tres, two, uno.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. You know, when I have guests come to the house, whether they're staying over or they're just coming for the night, I always try to like get them things that I know that they like. If they like a certain kind of cake, I'll try to get that just to make them feel welcome. And my mom is definitely no exception. Whenever my mom comes, I know there's certain things she likes. I have to get her something for breakfast. So we usually get her like these little, it's like a coffee cake that they sell at Albertsons that's pre-sliced, and she likes to have a couple of pieces of that with her coffee in the morning. But there's one specific thing that I always have to get, whether it's my mom, my brother, my sister. My family loves this item, and now I'm stuck with a bunch of it because my mom and my aunt didn't even make a dent on it. And that item is Coors Light. I grew up in Colorado, right by Golden, Colorado, which is where Coors Light is Coors is manufactured. My brother even worked at Coors for a summer, and they love their Rocky Mountain spring water, man. They love their Coors. So my mom's coming to town, but she's bringing my aunt with her. I'm like, I got to get her stuff. So I get her coffee cake. And then my husband goes, did you want to get her some beer? And I was like, I don't think she'll need it. I mean, we're not going to be at home that much. And he's like, are you sure? Because she always ends up saying, do you guys have a beer that I could drink? I'm like, okay. Like with dinner, she likes to have a beer. It's not like she's sitting there drinking beer all day long or anything. But like if we order pizza or something, then she wants a beer. And I was like, yeah, maybe we better. So he gets half a case of it, a 12 pack. And my mom's all excited. We ordered pizza that night. She had her beer. My aunt had a beer. I'm like, sweet. Well, they had two, and that now I have 10 Coors Lights
just sitting in the fridge right now.
Yes, it's so ridiculous.
Thinking of your mom every time you open the fridge. Up, oh, there they
There's
are.
There's just a 12 pack is staring at me in the fridge. I'm like, what am I going to do with this? We don't drink beer. Like, this is just sitting here. But does anyone else do that where you have to buy a specific item for a specific person when they come to stay with you or they come to visit you? You're like, oh, so-and-so's coming over. Got to get this.
We're like you. If we have guests coming, we want to accommodate what they're doing. And we'll even ask, like, hey, can we get you anything special? And the last guest we had, I think, was Laura's aunt and uncle, her Uncle Walt and Aunt Les. And her aunt's like, no, whatever you guys have, I'm fine. But can you get a couple things for your Uncle Walt? I'm like, sure, what do you need? And he's old school. So he wants regular milk with his cereal. So we had to buy his Cheerios, which is all fine. But you know, my wife, we don't have dairy in my house. We're pretty much kind of like vegan stuff. Almond milk, soy milk. We don't expect him to drink that. But so he likes the old school vitamin D milk, regular butter, and then Chips Ahoy cookies after dinner. So those are the three things we have to get. And I'm kind of like you. I'm at the grocery store. I'm like, how much milk do I get? Do I get a gallon? Do I get 2 gallons? And then we end up having all this excess milk and butter that we don't use just sitting in the house.
Yeah, it's like, what do you do with it at this point? I'm hoping people come over and like offer them beer. When we had trick-or-treaters, I was like, can we give this beer out to the parents? Like,
right?
I want to get rid of this stuff.
That house is giving away beer.
Hey, I've got a candy for you. Would you like a beer?
It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2164.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It's Monday, November 4th at 6:04. Thank you guys for being here, getting things kicked off for what's going to be a busy week. How you doing this morning?
Great. This is so funny. Do you have a job that friends always ask you to do for free? I was out at the barn with the horses and stuff over the weekend, and one of the ladies there, she works at the VA hospital, and I knew she worked at the VA hospital, and she was telling me about a car show that's coming up in a couple weeks, and we're just chit-chatting about that, and as we're wrapping up the conversation, I said, so how long have you been a doctor? And she goes, oh, no, I'm not a doctor. I work in administration there. I'm like, oh, I always thought you were a doctor. She goes, that's funny. Everyone thinks I'm a doctor. When I tell people I work at the VA hospital, the first thing they think is I'm a doctor. And she says she'll get messages from people when they find out that she works there asking her medical questions, things that something's going on with her. I'm like, hey, doc, I got a question. And she's got to respond to them saying, just so you know, I'm not a doctor. I work in administration because so many people try to hit her up for some free medical advice.
Oh, man. One of my husband's best friends, he's a doctor. And whenever there's something wrong with him, he texts him. He's like, hey, man, I think I have a sinus infection. Can I get some antibiotics? And he'll call him, what's going on? And he'll have a talk with him just to make, you know, because you don't want to just willy-nilly start prescribing medication to people. But yeah, like if you're a doctor, how often does that happen? That's got to be, or even if you work in the medical field where people are constantly asking you for medical advice or help doing certain things that involves their health, that's got to be very common.
It's nice to have a doctor friend. I have a dentist friend. The guy that did the implants in my mouth is a friend of mine. And after the procedure, I must have texted him a dozen times with so many questions. Like, is this normal? Da-da-da-da-da-da. And if I didn't know him, I would not be texting my doctor these medical questions because I wouldn't have access to the person.
Yeah, that's something that you got to expect some extra calls from those that know you. What's another job? Like, what do you do for a living and what do people ask you to do for free? 702-364-9400. One of my good friends works in a hotel, a very popular hotel here in town. I never ask her for anything, though. Whenever people come to town, never ask her, because I see the people that ask her and I'm like, I will never ever say anything. And then she'll always be like, your mom was here. Why didn't you call me? Why didn't you? I could have given you my discount. And I'm like, nope, not going to do it. I refuse to ask for that stuff.
Because you see what she goes through, yeah, with everyone hitting her up.
Oh my gosh. Or it'll be friends of friends. Like, hi, I know so-and-so that works with so-and-so that used to work with you 3 years ago. Do you have any discounts on hotels, or are you able to comp any hotel rooms? It's like, who are you? Like, it's just so ridiculous.
What is your connection to me and why are you asking me this?
I know. We're getting some text here. This one says, my husband's a pharmacist at the VA. Friends always ask him for advice or a hookup on drugs, legal and illegal. This one says, I'm a teacher. A lot of my parents ask for free tutoring. And this one says, I used to work for a doctor. Whenever someone asked him what he did, he would say he was an asphalt salesman. Nobody asks an asphalt salesman for any kind of advice. Brilliant.
Super smart. Hey, it's Monday. It's Minden Monday here at Mix 94.1. And coming up at 7 o'clock, we got Beat Mercedes. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to get a $300 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. So that happens right at 7. And then up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Jason Kelce gets into an altercation with someone who verbally attacked his brother Travis. We have the details on what happened coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Jason Kelce is trending this morning. So he was caught on camera Saturday smashing the phone of a Penn State student who hurled a homophobic slur at his brother Travis for dating Taylor Swift. Did you guys see the video?
I did. Yeah.
It was just, the incident took place at Penn State's University Park campus. Jason was visiting for ESPN's College Game Day. And then he's walking through a crowd. People are, "Oh, Jason, hey." And then this one kid says, "How does it feel that your brother is a bleep, the F word slur, for a gay person for dating Taylor Swift?" Jason turned around, grabbed the phone, and slammed it to the ground in response. The student continued to provoke him. It looked to me like he tried to trip him as he was walking away. And Jason responded, "Who's the F word now?" by pushing him away, trying to get his phone back. And he kept his phone despite this big exchange. Campus police confirmed they haven't received an official report on the incident. But obviously, Jason is very supportive of his brother Travis and Taylor's relationship. And he said, told reporters like back in June, that he was thrilled for their happiness.
I don't know where people stand on this thing, but I'm on Jason's side on that thing. This kid mouthing off those words to him, I can see the frustrated anger. There's consequences for your actions. And if he said something like, "Eagles suck," and he did, okay, that to me, they'd be crossing the line then. But to use a word like that and come at the guy about his brother, I see where Jason came from. I absolutely do. There's consequences for the kid's actions, and he has to live with them now.
Well, when you attack like family, that's when things get mm-hmm. really personal. I think the problem though is today that like there's like a whole generation of people that are so used to trolling people on the internet, and they just say whatever they want to say, no matter how terrible, no matter how mean. And that's kind of transferred a little bit into real life, where they think they can shout stuff like that to people with no consequences. And there was a consequence. Do I think Jason should have used that same word back at him afterwards? No, I don't. But I also think that he snapped because of the guy saying that about his brother. What do you guys think? Or have you ever just, someone said something to you and it made you snap? Like, that was it. What happened? And what do you think about this? Was Jason Kelce in the wrong? He hasn't responded on social media about what happened. He hasn't addressed anything, but then, you know, the guy's like, I want my phone back. And Jason's like, "Too bad, it's mine now."
Did he keep the phone or throw it on the ground?
Well, he threw it on the ground, but then he picked it up and walked
and
away
kept
with
the
it.
Phone?
And the guy kept going after him. He's like, "I want my phone back." He's like, "Too bad, it's mine now."
Oh, he never gave it back to him?
It didn't look like it. Yeah. He did give it back. What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. It's just, I'm sure we're going to hear more about it when he does his podcast with his brother at some point. But that is What's Trending. Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning. Speaking of Taylor Swift, we were just talking about in What's Trending what happened over the weekend with Jason Kelce. He got into an altercation with a student who just threw a slur at him in regards to his brother Travis dating Taylor, and he snapped. He turned around, he grabbed the kid's phone, he slammed it to the ground, and it was all caught on video. I'm sure you've probably seen it. Has anyone ever said anything that just made you like snap or left you speechless? Jenny, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Do you know how many teachers would love to smash phones?
Oh, gosh. Is that what you
no,
do?
I think he's wrong. No, he's definitely wrong because once they get that reaction out of you, it just becomes like almost like a power struggle, and they know they can get that out of you.
I definitely agree with you on that. But in this case, I just feel like the people from the internet, the trolls, get so brave that it's kind of spills over into real life, and they think they can say anything with no repercussions. And part of me is like, glad he finally, someone did something. Like, teach this kid a lesson. Yeah. You can't be saying stuff like that. But I definitely see your point, Jenny. I do agree. Sometimes we gotta like keep it together, stay, you know, in control of ourselves. But it's easier said than done, especially when it comes to family, right?
Mercedes, well, how would you react as a parent? Your kid comes home and says, I don't have my phone. Why? Jason Kelce took it. Why did Jason Kelce take your phone? And he says what he did. How would you react as a parent?
He deserves your phone. Like, I would be shocked if my kid said something like that. I would... The phone should be the least of their worries at that point. That was absolutely appalling.
Yeah, I'd be 100% agree. I'd be if my kid came home, why does he have your phone? Because you did what? Okay, well, yeah, he deserves to have your phone. And why are you talking like that? Why are you saying words like that? I stand behind Jason Kelce and what he did. I do agree with you, though. I wouldn't use the word back to the guy after I took his phone, but there's consequences for your actions. You can't be mouthing off like that to someone. You're going to get a reaction from the guy.
Go ahead. Corey, what do you think?
Hey, good morning, gang. I was in third grade, and this kid named Ross Baker called my mother a hooker.
Oh, boy.
And I ended up getting in a fight with him. Fast forward, we're in our mid-30s. Never saw the kid again, but we're working at a hotel in the kitchen together. I look to my right, and he's prepping. He looks at me. Not a word was said. He walked away. I didn't see him the rest of the night.
Lesson learned, right?
All these years later. That's great, Corey.
Steph, so someone said something to you, and you didn't necessarily snap this weekend, but you were left speechless. What happened?
Yeah, so we went to the Cosmopolitan, my husband and I, this past weekend, and we went to a bar, and we sat next to this guy, and he was awesome. We're all from San Diego, and we're getting along so great. And he goes, what brought you both to Vegas? I'm like, oh, I got a job here, and we transferred over. He goes, oh, what do you do? I was like, oh, I work in radio. And his face, like, changed. He goes, oh, that's interesting. What's it like working in a dying medium? It was like he stabbed him. His words stabbed me, and he twisted it.
Did you say?
And so I said, well, what's interesting is you may think that you don't listen to the radio anymore or whatever it may be, but a lot of people listen to the radio still. It's just more options are out there. He goes, huh, well, I can't remember the last time I listened. I'm like, I bet when you go into a taxi or an Uber or when you're in the grocery store, you're listening to the radio. He goes, all right. And then he changed it. I'm like, yeah, buddy. Next time you talk about my job, I'm going to come after you. He doesn't have a job. He's in college. No offense.
Oh, of course. Well, that's the thing. Like, I'll hear people make comments like that. Maybe not so direct. Like, oh, is radio still a thing? And it's like, yeah, twice as popular as podcasts.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, you know, I got my stats all ready to go. It's like, it's free still. 92% of people listen to radio every week. That's more than what people that watch television. That's more than people that listen to podcasts. They're like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, so I always have my arguments ready to go.
I was dating a girl once, and I met her uncle at a family event, meeting her family for the first time. And he asked me what I do for a living, and I tell him, I work in morning radio. I was a producer at the time. His response was, "You can make a living doing that?"
No, actually, I can't. But yeah, I'm just hoping for the best.
But have a lot of fun doing it. It's Minden Monday here on Mix 94.1. We've got Beat Mercedes happening in about 7 minutes. When you identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to win yourself a $300 diamond pendant from Mike Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers.
Hot, hot, hot. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Some sad news this morning. Grammy Award-winning record producer Quincy Jones, he passed away at the age of 91. Music icon. He is one of the artists responsible for successful careers like those of Frank Sinatra, Michael Jackson. He produced Michael Jackson's all-time best-selling album, Thriller, as well as Off the Wall and Bad. Along with Michael Jackson, he organized the All-Star Charity recording of this song right here. We are the world.
We are the children.
And he was involved in The Color Purple. Gospel, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he went on to receive a record 80 Grammy nominations, 28 of which he went on to win. And then he also got the Grammy Legend Award in 1992. He was also nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Score for his work on the 1967 film In Cold Blood. Passed away on Sunday at his home in Bel-Air, California.
What can you say besides the guy was an absolute legend? Just genius. Running down the tip of the iceberg of his resume right there. Just incredible force in the music world and movie world. Just a super, seems like a really cool dude.
Absolutely. Also, this morning, it's only the first week of November. I know there's mixed feelings on whether or not you start celebrating the holidays now or if you need to wait, but I will tell you that Starbucks, they are kicking off the holiday season. They just unveiled their new festive holiday cups and for their hot and cold beverages that are going to be sold this year. This year's cups are hitting stores on Thursday
this week.
Yep.
Oh my, it's November.
And they come,
it's early November.
They come in five designs featuring the theme Merrier Together. There's like five different designs and no official word on when the annual Red Cup Day will be this year. It's the day that customers get a free reusable cup when they order a handcrafted holiday beverage, and then you can bring the cup back for a 10-cent discount on your drink. In the last few years, it's been, well, back in 2019 and 2020, it was like on November 6th and 7th. And then the last 3 years, it's been around like the 16th, 17th, 18th. So we'll see on that one. But they're already starting with the stuff on Thursday.
I need more time. I need more time mentally prepare for the holidays. It's early November. I just need to.
I'm totally good with it.
No, come on. Maybe next hour. I have to tell you something that's going on in my neighborhood that blew my mind on Friday morning after the radio show.
Oh, man.
I couldn't believe it. And it's regarding the holidays. I was stunned.
I am so happy to be happy. You know, let's let the happiness shine. All right. Finally, this morning, do you have any dating red flags? Anything that someone can do that just really makes you say, okay, this is something that may be a deal breaker here. Olivia Rodrigo, she is talking about her dating red flag. She says she asks her dates a very simple question, and she says the guy's answer will determine whether he's got a shot with her or if he is done. So she asks them if they want to go to outer space. That's the question.
What kind of question?
Would you ever want to go to outer space?
I think it'd be cool. I have no aspirations to become an astronaut or apply to one of those programs, but I think it would be cool to say you went to outer space. So I would say I'm on the yes side.
Well, then you have no chance with her.
Really?
That is her dating red flag.
Olivia, I have aspirations to visit other planets.
She says, if they say yes, I don't date them. I just think if you want to go to space, you're a little too full of yourself. Well, Olivia, she's 21. She's right now dating the British actor Louis Partridge. And I think we can safely say he has no interest in going to space in this case.
Did you watch SNL this weekend?
Of course. My girl Chapel was on
there. Oh, my gosh. She was
so excited. We're
going to
be talking about her performing there next hour in the Hot 3.
Did you see the skit they did with the monkey in space?
Yes. I thought it was a really good
episode.
I've never really been a huge John Mulaney fan, but I was laughing out loud on some of those skits. They were really funny. And then the vice president, she appeared in the opening skit. Everybody was talking about that. But yeah, I thought Chapel did such a good job. And if you missed it, she debuted a brand new country song on the show. And so we'll talk a little bit about that next hour.
Awesome. Let's do this right now. It's Monday. So we got Beat Mercedes. Mercedes on this Minden Monday.
Who is ready to win this beautiful diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers? Well, it can be yours right now if you are able to beat me. It is a $300 diamond pendant. Yours if you can guess a song faster than I can. Sounds like something that can be done. It has been done before, but it's not as easy as you may think. I'm pretty good at this stuff.
You're real good at this stuff.
If you want to take a shot, caller 20 right now, you get to play Beat Mercedes. And if you beat me, that $300 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is yours. Who wants to take a shot? 702-364-9400 is the number. It's Minden Monday, and this is Mix 94.1.
Question, tell me what you think about me.
Mix 94.1, it is Minden Monday, and that means it is time to play Beat Mercedes. Can you guess the song faster than I can? Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
You're caller 20. Woo! How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling good.
Good. Maybe it was that extra hour of sleep that you got when we fell back.
Yes, I think that's what it is.
Well, I am really, really sincerely wishing you the best on this. We have a $300 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers up for grabs. I would love to give it to you. Just got to guess that song faster than I can, all right? Are you ready for it?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to head out, guys. Good luck.
All right, there she goes. Louise Mercedes is taking her headphones off, leaving the studio. She can no longer hear us. Louise, do you have a certain musical expertise when it comes to music? 70s, 80s, 90s, current stuff?
80s.
Okay, let's see how you do here. So you know how the game works. We're gonna start the song, and Louise, as soon as you know it, shout out really loud, I got it. We'll stop the clock. You only have 5 seconds to correctly identify the song by artist and title. Now, if you go 20 seconds, we stop the clock automatically, and you got to give us some kind of answer, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me turn that music off here. The next sound you hear, Louise, will be the game. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you, but now that don't mean step two, step two. Ah, Louise, that is 20 seconds right there.
I don't know.
Got to give us that. You want to take a shot? Any guesses at all?
Nothing. I'm blank.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's all good. Okay, let's go.
Let's get Mercedes in here.
Yep.
How are you doing right now as you're driving to work? Are you shouting out the answer right away? How long did it take you to get that song? Here comes Mercedes back into her studio. She's getting all headphones dialed in and everything. Getting her cords.
Hello.
Hey, there we go.
Sorry. It takes me a minute to get things set up again.
And I watch. I'm really good play-by. Here she's walking in. She's sitting down.
I have to turn back up all my levels. I got to fix my headphones. It's a whole
ordeal. Not just one switch. There's a bunch of buttons over there.
We've got a lot going on here.
All right. The joking's done.
Okay.
Let's get serious here.
All right.
Mercedes, I'm going to start the song. As soon as you know it, you shout out, got it, okay?
Okay.
And we'll stop the clock. Let me turn this on. And here we go. It's been a
long time. Got it.
Whoa. 1.3 seconds. Mercedes, please identify that song.
It is Try Again by Aaliyah.
You are correct. Now 1.3.
Step two. I know that song. Yeah.
1.3 seconds is fast.
I think that's probably one of my fastest times.
I think it might be a record for you.
Yeah, that was fast, but that's a very identifiable beginning to a song.
Now for Louise. She went 20 seconds and didn't know the artist or the title.
I'm sorry. I think I listened to this song about a bazillion times growing up in the 90s.
It's ingrained in your head,
this
right?
This was one of my songs, for sure.
There's still a chance for Louise, because we get to the end of the year and we don't have a winner. Everyone that participated goes into this drawing, and you could win at the end of the year. If no one beats Mercedes.
Well, now, and that diamond pendant just turned into a $400 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Michael, thank you. Thank you for being a sponsor of this game, because his jewelry is amazing and I really want someone to get this diamond pendant. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous when it's all said and done.
1.3 seconds.
That beginning, though. I mean, we have to all agree that's pretty identifiable, don't you think?
It's pretty identifiable, but I'm thinking maybe within a 3 second window, that has to be a record for you.
Yeah, well, that was pretty fast, I will admit. I am very proud of myself on that one, but I'm bummed that I beat Louise. So sorry, Louise. We'll do it again next week. But coming up next, I really want to talk about what happened to you in your neighborhood that you like set you off. You've been talking about this since last hour.
I couldn't believe it.
We've been talking about the holidays, and is it too early to celebrate the holidays? So coming up next, let's talk about it. What happened in your neighborhood that left you? I can't tell if you're upset, surprised, shocked, a little of
all of it.
We'll talk about it next. It's Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Mix 94.1, hits Mercedes in the morning. We just got a text here on our text lines at 702-364-9400 that says, I was with Mercedes. I knew it as fast as she did on Beat Mercedes. So I'm not going to take full credit. I think a lot of people that were Aaliyah fans would have gotten that one for Beat Mercedes. I beat Louise, and that $300 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers just got bigger, $400 diamond pendant. So that is going on. So what happened over the weekend?
On Friday morning, Friday would have been November 1st, the morning after Halloween, we were talking about people getting into the Christmas season on November 1st, and you're all for it, and I said, we need to wait a little bit longer. If you want to celebrate, have at it. I'm not going to hold you back. But in my mind, personally, I like to wait to at least Thanksgiving until we start getting the decorations, the Christmas music, all the holiday celebration stuff. And some people called up and said, I'm going to start decorating this weekend, and I just thought people were just saying that to have fun. Friday morning after the radio show, I pull into my neighborhood. The first house when I pull in had an over-the-top Halloween display, which was a really cool setup, inflatables and everything. That was down, and their over-the-top Christmas celebration was being assembled. I took a photo and I sent it to you and Steph. I was stunned. It was 11 a.m. on November 1st, and this person's Christmas decorations are up and all over the place. And it messes with my mind all weekend. Pulling into the neighborhood, it's the first house I see. Over the top Christmas celebrations. In my mind, I'm going, oh yeah, it's the holiday season. And then I pass their house. Like, no, it's not the holiday season. It's November 2nd. It's November 3rd. It just messes with me.
I think it's a holiday season for a lot of people. And then there's some that it is not. I think this is the true election that we need to look at, people. When do you start celebrating the quote unquote holidays, the Christmases, the Hanukkahs, the Kwanzaas? When does that season start? Because I think we all love and respect Thanksgiving, but in my mind, Thanksgiving gets Thursday, and then we just, you know, before Thursday, after Thursday, like you get Thursday. And there's not a real way to celebrate Thanksgiving ahead of time in my mind. You can celebrate fall, but I'm not here to tell everyone what to do, but I'm very curious as to what everyone else is doing. Is it too early for Christmas, or are you already celebrating? I thought, like, okay, so the election is tomorrow. Why don't we do our own election? But Steph, you know how, like, we have all those like poster supplies and stuff and letters and stuff in the office?
Yes.
What if you like throw together, I don't know if we have a poster big enough, but like throw together a poster and go out on the streets and listen to the people and make a poster. And this is the real election, guys. This is the one we need to determine whether or not you're already in holiday mode or not. And like, I don't know what could we put on the poster.
Wait, instead of the big thing of vote on three, it's vote on the holidays.
We should put something like honk if you're in holiday mode on the poster.
No one's going to honk.
I love that.
It's going to be silence.
Do you think you can throw something? I can help you if you need help. Do you think you could throw something out like together and then we could send you out and see if we get a bunch of honks for holiday mode or if it's like dead silent out there?
Oh no, I will die on this grave that we're ready for holiday season. I will put together something in about what, 30-45 minutes?
Can you like, I'll help you like during the songs and commercials. Okay. put something together, but don't you even have your Santa hat?
I saw your Santa hat.
She's wearing a red sweater.
I have
too
a dozen hats, like Santa hats that I've kept in the office that it would be perfect for this right now.
You're okay. Walking a you're the holiday spirit walking through the studio right now.
I'm a candy cane. I was born to be a holiday all year long.
Okay, so what we'll do at 8 o'clock, let's send you out. That'll give us plenty of time for you to throw together a poster. We'll send you out and we'll just hold you. What did you say the sign could say?
The sign could say, honk if you're in holiday mode.
I like that.
No,
that's perfect. Let's really talk about the election. This is the one we want the answer to right now. And so we'll let you know where we're going to send her out. We're going to get this going and we're going to get an answer. Is it too early for the holidays? It's Mix 94.1.
Win cash.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Wicked is going to be one of the biggest movies of the year, and you're going to the advance screening of Wicked. Those tickets are yours when you conquered the Mega Minute in about 5 minutes here.
Did everyone early vote this past week? I did the early voting on Friday. It was the last day of early voting. The election is tomorrow, so maybe you like that energy that happens on election day, but I wanted to get it done with. And then also, my daughter, who is voting not for the first time, but the first time in a presidential election, she was in town, so it was like, perfect, let's go do this early voting thing. And I noticed something when I went to early vote. Does this bother anyone else? Because it really, really, really rubbed me the wrong way. Before we went on my sample ballot, I did my research. I wanted to know who, you know, most aligned with my views, who I was going to support, what questions I was going to answer or vote for, what way. And I made my notes and then I took a picture of my sample ballot. So I had everything on my phone. I already had my decisions made. They were all done. And so we go and we park the car in the parking lot where we were doing the early voting. And there's like a lot of people that are across the street in the parking lot we just parked in, trying to sway you one way or another, like for this candidate, this one, vote yes on this, vote no on this, vote for this judge, blah, blah, blah. So in my mind, I'm like, that seems close to the precinct. I thought they had to be, do you know what the rule is? Is it like 100 feet, 100 yards, or like, I don't know. They just seem very close to it.
I think it's 100 feet, but there is a distance because we've done a couple broadcasts before around voting locations, and we have to be a certain, I think it's 100 feet, you have to be away from the actual polling station. You can't be within that. If you're campaigning for someone, you can't be inside with that 100 feet. Were they within that 100 feet, do you think?
They were, I think, at 101.
They were just barely. Oh, gosh.
So we're walking in, and this guy starts screaming at us, me and my daughter. He's like, hey! And I turn and I look at him and he's like, you need to vote for judge, blah, 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 blah. And I just like stopped and looked at him and I didn't really say anything. I looked away. This person's going to do this and that and blah, blah, blah. You need to vote for her. Like really aggressive. And my daughter's like, what the heck? Uh-huh. And I'm looking at, and in my mind, I'm making a mental note like, I don't think I'm voting for this person, but if I was, now I'm really reconsidering. Like, that bothers me. Don't you feel like most people, and I could be wrong, maybe you walk up there with no idea who you're voting for and decide right then and there, but don't you think most people kind of have an idea of who they're voting for once they're there?
Yeah, I completely agree with you on this. I think so. And has anyone ever been swayed in that situation where you're voting for politician A and you park and you research A, A's your person, that you stand by your beliefs and you're walking in, there's someone shouting, vote for politician B. You're like, you know what? That's a really good point. I'm going to vote for B now. No, does that work on anyone?
And it wasn't even like in a nice way. Like, hey, just want to encourage you to vote for... He was so aggressive and just like almost mean and like mean-spirited in what he was saying on the reasons to vote for this person. I was just like, ew. And I hope I'm not voting for this person, because if I was, I would probably change my vote. 702-364-9400. Has anyone experienced like something kind of off-putting as they early voted tomorrow? It's going to be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. Jessica, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that I kind of agree with you, Mercedes, in the sense that I would probably change my vote. I also go with my sample ballot and know who I'm picking ahead of time. Might take a second look at that particular candidate. But one of the other things that I do is I don't live in the bougiest neighborhood. So for that reason, I go to the bougier neighborhoods to make my vote so that I feel like I have less of a chance of seeing aggressive people for that reason. See, does that make sense?
Do you? Yeah, well, it does. And I do have a question about it, because I don't know if like the bougie neighborhoods are any better than the non-bougie neighborhoods. The place I went wasn't necessarily like bougie, but it wasn't like not. It was just, and there were so many people campaigning for people there. It was really weird. I don't know.
Lots of signs too.
It
we
just
went,
made me feel intimidated a little bit.
It is, you know? Especially if someone's shouting something at you. When we went, there were no shouters. We went the first week of early voting, but there were a ton of signs leading up until I think we got to that 100-foot mark, and then there were signs on top of signs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, see that person's name? I'm going to vote for that person. It's just interesting, the philosophy behind it of why you're stacking all these signs for people walking into the polling station.
Sammy, good morning. What do you think?
You know what, Mercedes? I agree. First off, good morning, guys.
Morning.
I agree with you. I think these guys can be a little aggressive. They can be a little out of line, rude. And, you know, you use the word intimidating. They can be very intimidating. But I know for me, it's very easy for me to ignore people. You know, I can just tune them out and not even pay attention to them. But sometimes when they get a little too close, or sometimes when they get a little too vocal, it's easy for me to tell them that they need to go pack sand or something.
Yeah.
And get vocal with them.
I wish, you know, I look back and wish I would have said things. I just, you know, a woman and her daughter.
Yeah.
Like I was feeling really uncomfortable. Jamie, good morning. Something like this happened to you too?
It sure did. I voted on the first day of early voting, and I was approached by this little old, looked like a sweet little old lady. I'm older, and she was quite older than I am, and she handed me this brochure with every single person to vote for. And I just looked at her, and I said, you know, you're inside the marker where you're supposed to talk to us about any of this. And she said, oh, well, here, I just want to make sure you know who to vote for. And I said, oh, I know who to vote for. And she goes, oh, and she goes, you must be a bleep to bleep and bleep to bleep.
Oh, great. Yeah, here we go. Oh, if you don't agree with me, then you must be a bleep and bleep.
I would like to say this, though, coming up next hour, not to persuade anyone, but I would highly recommend you don't be honking your horn next hour.
You are not. You're within 100 feet of them. You cannot speak to them right now. Leave them alone.
The big voting is happening next hour at 8 a.m. We find out if you guys are really in the holiday spirit or not.
It should be interesting to find out. We're
just
sending
saying.
Steph out. She made the sign. It looks really good. I'm
artistic.
Impressed with your art skills, Steph. I don't know how you threw that together so fast,
thank
but
you,
it looks really
you.
Good.
I'm
I didn't
excited.
Help her at all. She did it all. That's so good. You're
when
such
you're
an
in
artist.
A holiday spirit, the art just comes naturally.
It comes through.
Yes.
Like when I sent this elves. It is now time for the Mega Minute.
That's right. You are going to win a pair of, actually, I'm sorry, four advanced screening tickets to Wicked. Yes, we are doing an advanced screening of what's going to be the biggest movie of the season at AMC Town Square. You're going to see it first and for free. All you have to do is conquer the Mega Minute. It's 60 seconds and it's 10 questions. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, these four tickets are yours. Caller 20, you get to try your hand at the Mega Minute right now. 702-364-9400. Good luck.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Sheena, how are you? like you have a car full of people. Who's with you right now?
My daughter. It's Valerie. I'm awesome.
you are awesome. Yes. And you're going to be an awesome teammate for Sheena here, because if I hear a right answer from either of you on any of these questions on the Mega Minute, I'm going to take it down. So we got to really make this teamwork thing work here. Okay, guys?
Okay.
All right, Sheena and Valerie, you're playing for these advanced screening passes to Wicked. You'll have 60 seconds on the clock to get 10 questions correct. If you get one wrong or you pass on one, don't worry. We'll come back to those questions at the end. And Sheena and Valerie, the Mega Minute, you start now.
The story of Wicked is a prequel to which classic story?
Peter Pan?
No. Daylight saving time always lands on what day of the week?
Sunday.
Yes. What kind of alcohol is in a margarita?
Pass.
What band had the hit song Here Comes the Sun?
Pass.
Antonio Pierce is the head coach for which NFL team? How many nickels do you need to make a dollar? Which process is also known as the human body clock?
What?
I'll pass. Who played the title character in the sitcom I Love Lucy? Sheena, Valerie, I'm sorry. You know what? Sometimes the questions are just not in your wheelhouse, and I have full faith that if you had a different set of questions, you guys would have done great. Some of these were tough. So, the story of Wicked, it's a prequel to what classic story? That's The Wizard of Oz. It's like a prequel of what happens before Wizard of Oz. The alcohol that's in a margarita, and maybe it's good you didn't know this, it's tequila. The band that had the hit song Here Comes the Sun, that's the Beatles. Antonio Pierce is the head coach for which NFL team? That's the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm. How many nickels do you need to make a dollar? You need 20 nickels to make a dollar.
They made it entertaining. Sheena
like,
and Valerie.
Nine.
Yeah, no, I know. Hey, you two were so entertaining this morning.
That was so cute. The process known as the human body clock, I never would have gotten this. That's the circadian rhythm. And the title character who played in the sitcom I Love Lucy, that's Lucille Ball. I'm sorry, you guys. We cannot give you these tickets, but you can hang up and call right back, because caller 20, you are getting them. A certificate good for 4 tickets to the advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. It's happening on November 17th. You're going to see the movie before it comes out. Caller 20, you're in. 702-364-9400.
Hey. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress, just like David says. Sleep easy, friends.
All right, we all know the song Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So a federal appeals court has ruled that he did not infringe on the copyright for Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Now, the ruling states that the songs only share fundamental musical building blocks that cannot be copyrighted. The court also argued that the 4 chord progression and rhythm at the heart of the lawsuit are just too well explored to meet the original threshold that they needed for copyright. So here's Ed's version.
So honey, now
thinking out loud,
take me into your loving arms.
And they were arguing that kind of sounds like
me under the
Let's get it. Well, it's not playing now. Let's get it on.
Oh, it's outdated.
I'll sing it for you.
Yeah, sing it for us.
But they were already, which I do hear similarities in this whole chord progression. I do it. Can you hear like,
take me into your loving arms.
Let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Kiss me under the light of the town.
I do hear it.
I do hear it too.
Yeah.
But they argued that, you know, it's undeniable and there's obvious differences that exist between the 2 songs. So they put this lawsuit out
to a company from a company called Structured Asset Sales, and they own a small percentage of the rights to the song Let's Get It On. So it's definitely a victory for Sheeran, but that company, they have filed another lawsuit against him, and that one's still pending. So.
I didn't hear it the first time I heard the song. They never jumped out to me until this lawsuit first came about and we started talking about it for the first time. Whenever it first came up, that's when I started to hear it.
Yeah, now you can hear it.
Yeah, exactly. When you first heard thinking out loud, this is a great song. Never thought of Let's Get It On.
Yeah.
Now it's there.
It's there, but according to the court, it's not there. So there you go. James Vanderbeek, who's known for his role in Dawson's Creek, he's been diagnosed with colorectal cancer and is currently receiving treatment. He says he's optimistic. He feels really good, and he actually was kind of forced to come out about this diagnosis because he was informed by a tabloid that they knew about the diagnosis and they were going to print a story about it. And so he had to come out and tell people on his terms, which is just so ugly.
It's awful.
It's just so terrible.
You wonder, so how did that get out? So who knew about it? He knew about it. His doctors knew about it. The people at the clinic he went to probably knew about it. Someone in there is the one that leaked it. It's so sad that medical stuff gets out.
He's 47 years old, and they recently lowered the age of when you should get a colonoscopy from 50 to 45. So they're saying that, you know, younger people, they're seeing more and more diagnosis in this, and it is totally treatable. You just have to catch it early. I was reading a stat this morning that 1 in 23 men will be affected by colorectal cancer.
And there's easier screening too. With that thing, it's called ColonGuard or ColorGuard. It's something. It's a poop test. Is what it is. It's your first step that you can do that. You can send it in. If there's something that's a little bit off, they'll let you know. And then you definitely want to go in and get the colonoscopy. But if you're worried about getting a colonoscopy, there's a simple thing to at least start the process to make sure things are okay inside of you.
But it's something you should definitely have done by the age of 45. I was talking to my doctor about it. I got my first one ever, and it was like the actual procedure was not terrible. It's the day leading up to it when you have to prep for it. That was awful. But you know what? There was definitely a sigh of relief hearing that everything is good.
Peace of mind,
and,
right?
You know, it's so 1 in 23 men are affected by it, 1 in 25 women. So definitely something that you want to prepare for and do. It's just it could save your life. So finally this morning, going into 2024, I don't know if anyone would have guessed that this would become the word of the year. So Collins Dictionary just announced that brat is its word of the year. Now, they define brat as characterized by a confident, independent attitude. And it was inspired by Charlie XCX, so her album Brat, which came out in June. That led to Brat Summer and just the whole like lime green brat phenomenon. The way she describes it, she says, brat is you're just like that girl who's a little messy and likes to party and maybe says some dumb things sometimes. She feels herself, but then may also have a breakdown, but kind of like parties through it. She's very honest, very blunt, and a little bit volatile. So there you go.
I remember when your daughter Sophie brought up Brat Summer the first time on the show back in the spring, and here we are. It's the word of the year.
Yeah, some of the other words that were in the running: brain rot, era, DeLulu, and yapping. Oh my gosh, we yap about yapping all the time in my house. Yapping is the word of the year in my house.
I'm looking in her studio, and Steph's studio is dark. She's turned
gone.
The lights off, and she's headed out.
Well, we've been talking about the big election. Not the one tomorrow, but the one today. Whether or not it is too early to celebrate the holidays, Steph is in full holiday mode. JC is like, bah humbug, it's too early.
Give me Thanksgiving.
So we want to know where you stand on this very controversial issue. So we are conducting a very scientific study where we have sent Steph. She is out on the corner of Rainbow and Warm Springs at the CVS, and she's going to be out there to get your votes. We need to hear from you if you are in the area. Her sign says honk if you're in holiday mode. So honking will be the votes. Silence will also be the votes.
The silent majority shall win today.
So we are going to check in with Steph in just a couple of minutes.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Tomorrow is election day, but we've got a controversial topic that is up for debate this morning, and that is about the holidays. Okay, so this has been going since Friday, day after Halloween. In my mind, I was like, yes, let's do this. Let's get ready for the holidays. By holidays, I'm talking like the Christmas, Hanukkah type of holidays, not the Thanksgiving holidays. But a lot of people disagree. They're like, it's too early. It's too early. You got to celebrate fall. And you're one of those people. You, this weekend, noticed your neighbors were already getting into holiday mode.
It was Friday morning. I'm pulling in my neighborhood after the radio show, and this house had an over-the-top Halloween celebration decoration. It looked awesome. But that was down, and they were setting up a winter wonderland, and that was just the start on Friday. They added more to it. So every time I'm pulling into my neighborhood, it's the first house I see, and it messes with my mind. I'm like, oh, the holidays are here. And like, no, they're not. We still got Thanksgiving. We need to respect Thanksgiving. These decorations, in my mind, my opinion, should be going up closer to, I'll even give you maybe the week before Thanksgiving, but definitely wait till Thanksgiving.
Well, Steph is definitely in holiday mode, and so she made up a sign. She is out at the CVS at Rainbow and Warm Springs right now. Steph, are you ready to find out the answer from the people? Is it too early for the holidays?
All I gotta say is I've been out here for 15 seconds and I've already got four honks on my sign. And my sign says honk if you're in holiday mode. A biker passed by me. He was a little confused, like, no, it's a little too early. But Heather Collins is out here. She's helping me. Thank you, Heather. But yeah, I'm right here at the corner of Rainbow and Warm Springs, right in front of the CVS marquee. You can't miss me. I'm wearing a Santa hat. My honk if you're in holiday mode has a big red bow on it. And so far, yeah, we've had four honks.
Okay.
I haven't heard one.
I heard one when we first came on. I could hear that one.
Yeah. So how many cars have now passed, though, since she started talking for the past minute? No honks.
Okay. That's hard to count, JC. We're at a really busy intersection. Maybe, like, I don't know, six.
Okay, so are you like, on this the sidewalk where the cars are driving by?
Yes, yeah, so I'm right in front of, like, where you press to cross if you're a pedestrian.
Perfect.
So, yes. I am right in front of that. Oh, we got another honk. Did you hear that?
We did. I think they're honking because you're in the way.
Let's give it like a solid 20 seconds and just see what we get in that time. Are the cars driving or are they stopped yet?
So there are cars that are coming towards me that are turning, but there's also cars that are waiting at the red light that I'm trying to get their attention to see if they'll honk. But I think they're ignoring me and they think I'm like one of those campaigners for the election. Oh, we got an ace honk. There you go. Hi, I'm waving at you if you can see me.
Maybe you should walk up and down the line like some of the street vendors do where they're like trying to get you to buy something. Walk up and down the line to see what we get here. Let's like give it a timer of 20 seconds.
Okay, I'll start a timer. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
20 seconds. I heard that. 20 seconds.
Yes! We got a another honk. Yes, I'm doing like, you know, those trucker honks where you'll put my elbow up and down. We got another one. Yes.
Didn't hear it.
Okay.
You didn't hear that?
Nope.
Oh,
there was Santa Claus himself driving by with that honk. Wow.
Okay, I'd say we're up to a good 20 honks at this point.
But how many people have driven by and not honked? How many people have driven by and given her side eye?
There's a Mercedes Benz honking a lot over and over again.
Okay,
you back there.
This is the key. Yep. I think what we need to do is we need to see how many honks you can get in the next, like, I don't know, 15 minutes. If it exceeds 100, we're in holiday mode. If it's lower than 100, we're not in holiday mode.
Respecting Thanksgiving.
How does that sound?
Okay, fair enough.
Does that work?
Fair enough.
I'd say we're at like 20, right? Well, 21. 22.
That was the same car.
23.
How many cars are driving by, though?
24. If we exceed 100, it's holiday mode. It's on. If not, we stop the chaos right now. We stop it right now. Okay?
Per honk, there's 50 cars driving by that are not honking.
Per car, okay? Only one honk per car. We gotta do it.
Sounds good.
So we're at what, 24 right now? 25?
I think, oh my God, there's someone that's going to make 94.1 out at me. I think I'm at 27 now.
Okay, we're going to check back in with Steph at like in 10 minutes. Yeah. And if we don't pass 100, then we got to stop with the holiday.
Okay.
Okay.
I accept that. I'll accept the outcome of this election, Mercedes.
Yeah, there's no questioning the outcome.
We'll find out the outcome coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Election day is tomorrow, but there's some heavy voting happening right now.
Yeah, if you're planning on voting, make sure you get out and vote today about whether or not the holidays are starting way too early. We have Steph out at the CVS at Rainbow in Warm Springs right now. Steph, we've been getting some great response. What does your sign say exactly?
My sign says honk if you're in holiday mode.
And we said before the break, if we can get up to 100 honks, we're going to count that as people are ready to celebrate in holiday mode. If we're under that, maybe we should push it off a little bit. Virtual honks, unfortunately, don't count. We're getting a lot of texts from people that are like, give a honk for me. I've got two honks in my car. Steph, what are we at right now?
Okay, so we've been out here since 8 a.m. and the collective total just went up because I heard two more.
I just heard that too.
Okay. Yes.
Yep, okay, good. And the total of honks that we received was 88.
What?
88 honks.
We're only 12 away. Oh. Wait a second. This break is not over yet.
What time does the break end?
Can we get 12 honks?
89.
I didn't hear 89.
89. Oh, that was from a Tesla right in front of me.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay, so we're 11 honks short on whether or not we are official.
That's why every vote counts. How many people drove by and said, they don't need my honk?
That person behind me will honk.
Yes.
That will be just fine.
I'm fine with the silence because I think we need to wait till Thanksgiving.
Oh, there's
another one.
So we're
90.
We're 10 short. Does this mean, really? I mean, we said what we said. We got to go with the people, I guess. Doesn't mean we have to specifically stop.
This is just what we. This is what the majority of people are thinking. So now we know everyone's mindset is to respect Thanksgiving and wait until Thanksgiving until you start putting those Christmas decorations out in your front yard and playing that Christmas music.
Well, we're not. Oh.
91, 92, 93.
Oh, I didn't hit 93.
Seven more. Yep. Yup, yup, seven more.
Why would she lie?
Steph, how many? And by the way, Heather Collins is out there and sent a photo of you. You look adorable out there and braving the winds and the conditions out there to get the results here. How many cars are driving by and not responding, though?
So there are a lot, but because, you know, they're driving, so I can't assume that everyone sees me because they also want to focus on the road, right? So there are a lot of cars, don't get me wrong, but I can't assume they can see me at the corner of Rainbow and Warm Springs right in front of the CVS.
So you need 10 votes, right? Can we give you...
No, she needs 7 votes.
Seven votes, guys! Do you want to give you one? Let's give this one more minute officially. I'm going to start the clock. One more minute. I'll actually start the official Beat Mercedes clock. So we'll know the timing. 1 minute.
94!
Okay.
We heard another honk.
Okay, 94... We have 60 seconds
60
to get
seconds
six more.
Started.
And other than that, they don't count.
Please, I'm begging you. I look at, if you see me right now in front of Rainbow and Warm Springs in front of CBS, I look like a desperate elf trying to wave down people to honk at me. But I think they think I'm soliciting for something, like I'm trying to campaign for a president. But I'm not. I just want to honk.
You just want the holidays. God. Is all you want. The people have spoken,
exactly.
I think. I think they have spoken by not honking their horns.
I don't hear anything.
We need 7?
No. So, JC, do you not pay attention?
I got a lot going on back here.
The numbers. We need five. What are we at now?
We need 6 more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
20 seconds.
One more. Oh, no.
Five.
My toaster's ripping.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The wind is ripping my toaster away.
That crunchy wind.
10 seconds.
Oh, no. It's not going to happen.
My toaster board is ripped. I don't think they can even read honk anymore.
It just looks like she's calling everyone a hoe. It ripped in half.
Oh, no.
That means the people have spoken. The holiday spirit is not felt yet. I do want to say I got a text from a friend of mine who drove through the intersection and sent me a picture of you standing there like she's begging for honks. It's so cute.
Oh, Steph.
I'm no longer a honk. I'm so sad. I worked so hard on this project. For our honks, it's not going
to
happen.
We have to go with what the people said. And if the people say we're not ready for the holidays, then we cannot go against that. It is a free and fair election here.
So close. Everyone's got a vote, but the silence majority won there. Thank you, non-honkers.
You Grinches.
Thank you.
Grinches.
You are Grinches. thank you. Thank you for trying, Steph, for trying to spread the holiday cheer. Please tell Heather. We say. By the way, would Heather have honked? Will you ask her?
Heather, would you have honked if you passed by?
I would have honked, but I love that your butt just flew off and just rolled against the floor. It's like a sad holiday.
Perfect way to end the whole thing. Steph's sign and shambles.
The wind is a Grinch also.
Yes. Thank you, Steph. Come on back.
Thank you, bye.
Nice work out there.
So I guess I can put this away. I'm going to put that away. I'm going to put this away for right now. That goes put away. All right. Yeah, I guess so.
Bring it back at Thanksgiving. Bring it back at Thanksgiving.
We'll just play this, I guess.
Let's get it on Thanksgiving. See, the wind is here to blow all these holiday decorations away.
Oh, so sad. So sad.
It's now time for Heads Up and Caller 20. You get to play. Our phone number is 702-364-9400. If you're Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up, and we got a great prize for you.
We have 2 tickets to check out Daniel Tosh. He is coming to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on November 16th, and you're going to be there too. Caller 20, you're playing Heads Up. You get to pick your category and your partner, and when you get 6 answers in 60 seconds, these tickets are yours. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
You ready? Something's coming, baby. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Tim, you're Caller 20.
Woo! Woo-hoo.
You ready to play some Heads Up?
Yes.
I hear you have some help this morning. Who's with you?
Well, my wife and my grandson.
Ooh, I love it. You guys are all invited to play, and hopefully we get you these tickets to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea, okay?
Oh, yeah, we will be stoked.
All right, well, let's get this going. Let's have you pick a category. Do you want to go with Sandwich Shop, Wicked Witch of the West, Election Day, November Babies, or Ready, Set, Hike?
Ready, Set, Hike.
All right. American Football Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with football, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
JP.
All right,
Tim, you got 60 seconds on the clock to get six correct. And when you do, you get those tickets to go see Daniel Tosh. And we start now. This is the guy that throws the ball.
Quarterback.
Yes. They wear these on their heads.
Helmet.
Yes. The Raiders, when they play at Allegiant Stadium, they are not away. They are what?
Home team.
Yes. I'll pass on that next one. Not the defense, but this.
Offense.
Yes. If I hold you or you go to catch the ball, I push you down or
penalty.
Yeah, penalty. The final play of the game, I throw the ball to the end zone, hoping that you catch it for a touchdown.
Hail Mary.
Yes.
Hail Mary.
Yes. No issues at all. Great job, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tim, you guys are all set with those tickets to go see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Saturday, November 16th.
All right, we're stoked. Thank you.
Nice job. We will have these tickets tomorrow for you also, so make sure you are listening. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Hold on one second.
Okay.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Liam Payne's body will be flown back to the UK within the next day or so following his death last month in Argentina. The former One Direction singer reportedly fell from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires on October 16th. His funeral is going to be held this week at St. Paul's Cathedral in Wolverhampton, England. His father, Jeff, he visited the morgue and the hotel to pay his respects. While investigators did conclude that Liam was likely in a state of semi or total unconsciousness due to a substance-induced episode when he fell.
And it's just so sad. But I was thinking more, because remember you kind of broke that news last week or so, and I was thinking about it after the fact. Is the balcony super low in that hotel? Aren't balconies designed where if someone trips or falls, that's why the balcony, the ledge is there to stop you from falling over the balcony? It just saddens me if that was so low that if he falls into it, he tumbles over it instead of falling back onto the balcony.
Well, I think that, you know, I think it was just like a normal height balcony, but if you're like in a state of unconsciousness and you just kind of fall, the heaviness, the weight distribution can just like probably
carry you down,
pull you down with the gravitational force. I mean, I'm not sure how big it was, but needless to say, it's like, oh, do you ever think of like within minutes, I missed something tragic, or I could have missed something tragic within minutes, and I keep thinking about this, and it's like, why couldn't he have passed out by the bed? Why couldn't he have passed out by the couch? Like, why was it right by the balcony of all places, or even like 2 feet further in?
Like an inch over or something. Yeah,
yeah. It's just, it's so sad and so devastating. And so I just, I feel awful for his family and his loved ones. It's just horrible.
And there's a video, too, of him earlier in that day interacting with the fans. Someone had posted it. It's like a mom and a daughter. And the daughter is just, like, so excited. And he's just so kind and endearing to this little girl. And thinking that this is going to be one of his final interactions with fans, that what's going to happen later that night. It's just, it's sad.
That's one thing that I have seen about him, is that every fan has said they had a positive interaction with him. I mean, think about it. He was one of the biggest stars in the world, and everyone was like, he was so kind to fans. He always stopped to take a picture for anyone who wanted it, and just so many good stories about him. It's just, it's so tragic. Also this morning, let's talk about Chapel Roan. She debuted a new song called The Giver during her debut appearance on Saturday Night Live this weekend. Her new song is, it's got a country vibe, and it's all about how the person that knows how to give a woman what she wants is another woman. Well, first of all, here is a listen to the... Well, let me see here. Is this the song or just the audio?
All you country boys saying you know how to treat a woman right. Well, only a woman knows how to treat a woman right. She gets
the job done. Fans have been guessing that the new song was She Calls, She Gets the Job Done, but it's officially unveiled as The Giver. Let's take a listen. It's just in my nature to take it like a taker. It's not available online yet, but I said before, I'm not a country music fan. It's not my thing, but I really liked the sound of it. I was like, oh, I kind of like this song.
Is that nah, thing from another song? It's a nice little catchy, this part here. That's catchy.
All you country boys saying you know how to treat a woman right. Well, only a woman knows how to treat a woman right.
She also sang Pink Pony Club, too, and the entire audience was singing it with her. It was pretty awesome. So she did a great job this weekend. Finally, this morning, so have the people that live in Ireland not heard that you shouldn't believe everything that you see online? On Thursday, thousands of people in Dublin turned out for a Halloween parade. A Halloween parade that did not exist. So there's a website called My Spirit Halloween, and they said a big parade would be going through the city center on Halloween night, and everyone started spreading the news on social media, but it turned out there was no parade. The website was actually based in Pakistan, and the whole thing was a hoax. So someone posted a video from their apartment of the people just lining the street waiting for it to start. It was supposed to get going at 7 p.m. And then it took about an hour for people to realize that this was not happening. They're just standing around waiting for nothing.
What, did they start their own parade then? You got that many people there starting
their own
parade.
I guess. Police had to put out a statement saying, you know, contrary to the information being circulated online, there's no Halloween parade. And they asked people to disperse safely, but they all fell for it. They all showed up for it.
They were in the holiday spirits. Coming up here next, we have Jerk or Justified. And Jessica, she has an issue with her husband, the way he balances working out and family time. She wants to know if her husband is being a jerk. We'll explain everything, and you get to be the judge. It's coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Monday. That means it is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation that you want some honest opinions on, we've got them for you. Just send us an email with your dilemma at our website. You can go to mix941.fm and email us directly there. And this morning, we are talking about the email that we got from Jessica.
Yes, and Jessica wrote to, "Hi, Mercedes and JC. Need your take on this gym drama with my husband. Am I justified in my frustration? We met at the gym 10 years ago, and fitness was our thing. Fast forward to now, we have two boys, 5 and 2. I work part-time, manage the house, and handle the kids. Meanwhile, my husband hits the gym daily after work from 5 to 6:30, arriving home after I've fed the kids. When I point out this imbalance, his response, if you want to go to the gym, you'll find time in your day to make it happen. He claims it's for his mental health. Here's what's making me boil. He sees nothing wrong with this one-sided arrangement. I get the importance of mental health, but what about mine? Am I a jerk for thinking his daily gym routine while I juggle everything else is unfair? More importantly, how do I get him to understand my perspective? Signed, Jessica."
All right, what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Is she being a jerk? Is he being a jerk? Who's justified in this situation? I guess my question is, what do you want? What do you want? Do you want him to stop going to the gym? Is that like the end game? Would that make you happier if he stopped going to the gym? Do you want a set window where you can go to the gym?
I definitely understand the frustrations with the feeling like you're the one responsible for the kids and managing the house and your job, and he's just kind of going to work and doing the gym thing. But I don't know if your end game is to try to get him to stop going to the gym. I don't think that would be beneficial. I think that you maybe should put your foot down and say, hey, I need some time too. I want to get away from things. So you're going to have to carve out a time where you parent our children and I get to go to the gym. You know, I guess my question is, what's your ideal situation here? 702-364-9400. What do you guys think on this one?
I think he's being a jerk, just taking it here for face value. Yeah, it's your partnership. It's finding balance. And if it's going to the gym that you want to do, could you work out some kind of arrangement? And hopefully he'd be open to it. He's your husband. He should be, I would think. To, hey, you go to the gym Monday, and then Tuesday you come home right after work and let me go to the gym, or do whatever you want to do to get your mental health time and your escape from everything, because you deserve that time.
Dawn, what do you think? Good morning.
Good morning. I definitely think that he's being a jerk. You know, the kids are his too. He should be there for dinner. Maybe not every night. Like you said, they've got to find some sort of balance. Otherwise, she might as well just be a single mom.
Yeah, having to do everything on your own. That's definitely not okay. Mm-hmm. I definitely don't think you should tell him you stop going to the gym, because I think that's going to be helping him more than it's hurting him. But there needs to be some sort of agreement here. Jade, good morning. What do you think?
I think the same thing. I don't think that the gym is the issue. And I agree, not going to the gym would not solve it. I think that the issue is that as the woman and the mother, she's expected to just... Is it my turn?
Yeah, we're listening intently. Okay.
I just think that she, you know, she has the right to think that she's cooking, cleaning, taking care of the kids, and going to work. It's fair that he chips in. I'm not saying he takes away from his gym time. It's just that she is an equal part of this and helps keep the family together. She deserves just as much respect for her mental health.
I really do agree with you, Jade. I think that sometimes, and I'm not saying this is all guys, but sometimes things get done in the household and you just think that they get done on their own. Like they're just done. And we're here trying to, like, you know, balance. Okay, make sure this is paid. Make sure that the kids have this for school and they have this for school. And in your world, it's miraculously just, it solves itself. But in our world, we're like trying to like get everything, like, oh my gosh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, and it just like, then you don't have time for the gym. And so maybe if you could help out a little bit on that, it would make things a lot smoother.
Yeah, well, I would just think hopefully it would be an easy conversation to have with him, and then once you lay everything out, he sees how much work you're doing. You're already working part-time and then doing all the household chores and duties and raising the kids. You got a lot on your plate and deserve to have that time a couple times a week at least.
Yeah. Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Good morning. This is hard. So if he's not pushing her to get her own time, because I've been in this situation, you have to be a little aggressive to say, hey, I need to go do something. He will never understand unless he's the one there doing everything without help.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's kind of being a jerk. But she needs to use her big girl voice to say, hey, I need to get the fuck out of the house. You take care of everybody. And it worked out.
So he gets home after she feeds the kids at 6:30. So that would, in my mind, be a perfect time for you to say, have fun bathing them. Have fun getting ready for bed.
Great
I'm
point.
Going to the gym now.
It's
bye-bye.
Me time. It's mommy time.
You did say that if you want to go to the gym, you'll find the time in your day to make it happen. And guess what? I just made it happen.
That's the solution right there, Mercedes. You nailed it right there. It's right in front of us. 6:30 on is your time.
Yeah,
I'm going.
Bye-bye.
I'm going. Well, Jessica, keep us posted on what happens with you and your husband. We love getting updates. And if you got a situation for jerk or justified, it's really easy to send it our way. Just go to our website, which is mix941.fm. All alone. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Monday. Thanks for
getting your week started with us. We had such a good time. And make sure, if you missed anything from the show today, you download our podcast. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. Also, get our app. It's the Audacy app, AUDACY, and listen there. We are headed out. J-Love on the way next, but right now it's time for the line of the day.
The debate over if it's too soon to celebrate the holidays raged on this morning, so we took it to the streets. Steph stood on the corner with a sign that read, "Honk if you're in holiday mode," and she was looking for 100 honks to officially have the holidays start now.
What are we at now?
We need 6 more honks. Okay.
20 seconds.
One more. Oh, no. Five. My toaster's ripping.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
The wind is ripping my toaster away.
That
I'm
crunchy
literally.
Wind.
10 seconds.
Oh, no. It's not going to happen.
My toaster board is ripped. I don't think they can even read honk anymore.
It just looks like she's calling everyone a hoe. We were just short, so I guess we reconvene next week and try again, right? Until we get 100
We'll go out and do it again next Monday. That'll do it for show number 2,165 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.